This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Workers at a meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan have accepted a deal with Cargill. The vote effectively ends a month-long lockout. It's the same deal workers rejected narrowly last week, but after a revote, it passed overwhelmingly. Chris Suazo with Teamsters Local 455 said they provided more translators and communication to help workers understand the agreement.
The members were communicating amongst themselves, and they then, in turn, started a petition to a revote. They felt like there was, something was amiss.
Cargill says they will begin communicating a return to work timeline with the union. 15 people at two Colorado Springs television stations are losing their jobs through restructuring initiatives from their parent company.
KKTV 11 News starts right now.
This is KOAA News 5 at 10.
The plan also includes consolidating the two well-known networks. The Gazette reports the company's goal is for strong local journalism. The employees at KKTV and KOA are a part of more than 260 people nationwide being let go as part of a consolidation effort by EW Scripps and Company. The company also plans to start a 24-hour streaming platform. The future of Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in southern Colorado is coming up for discussion. The National Park Service will review potential plans during a work session with La Junta's Tourism Board. That includes alternatives to address structural problems with the park's main adobe-style building. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.